Get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
When you come out and when you leave the room, you'll see that we just, over the last few minutes, literally shot out a boat, a drug-carrying boat, a lot of drugs in that boat. And you'll be seeing that and you'll be reading about that. It just happened moments ago. And
yeah, the video is out. It's pretty dramatic. It's basically there's a boat and they're watching it on the forward-looking infrared flare. So it's black and white and you see... You know, people, it's a little hard to make out what's going on the boat. You can't tell whether they're carrying drugs or not. But there's a boat, and then there's a flashlight, and then there's no more boat. You know, we destroyed a boat coming out of Venezuela. A little hard to prove that it's got drugs in that level of obliteration, but that's the claim. Meanwhile, yesterday, this kind of wide-ranging conversation that the president had, mostly about the announcement that Space Force is going to be moving to Huntsville. But yeah, you had that interdiction, they say. There was a huge interdiction, about 7 days ago, I guess. U.S. Coast Guard offloaded, you ready for this number? This is crazy. 38 tons of cocaine. 76,000 pounds. 76,000 pounds of cocaine. And marijuana, and a street value. Makes me laugh whenever we have the, you know, street value, because I always figured the drug dealers were like, bro, you know, depends how you cut it, or they're like, oh, I can raise my prices. I mean, I just always seems like a sell. $470 million, $500 million. Yeah, so it was 62,000 pounds of cocaine, 14,000 pounds of marijuana, largest narcotics offload in the history of the Coast Guard. Unbelievable. I mean, that's just, seriously, that is just an unbelievable level of drug interdiction. The potential 23 million lethal doses of cocaine seized by the U.S. Coast Guard and our partners are enough to fatally overdose the entire population of the state of Florida. Well, I mean... Depends on. Anyway, some people in Florida are more resistant than others. Underscoring the immense threat posed by transnational drug trafficking to our nation, according to Rear Admiral Adam Chamey, who is the U.S. Coast Guard Southeast District Commander. This was not done alone. This was done in connection with U.S. Navy, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Air and Marine Operations, and a ship from the Royal Netherlands Navy, of all places. Okay. But this was a sum collected total from 19 different interdictions done at sea with sailors from the Coast Guard cutter Hamilton. That is home ported, not here. That's not one of ours. I forget where they're going back. The crew interdicted 11 go-fast vessels, detained 34 suspected drug traffickers, seized a record 47,000 pounds of cocaine. The commitment and sacrifice of our deployed service members and their families who forego time together for the protection of our nation are to be celebrated. This is Captain John B. McWhite, commanding officer of the 418-foot ship, talking about, you know, his boat, Team Hamilton. Let's see. There's just a couple of examples in here. On June 26th, air crews spotted two speedboats 115 miles southeast of the Galapagos Islands in Ecuador. After Coast Guard Hilo forced them to stop using, quote, airborne use of force tactics. You know, when a Hilo gets in your way. Meaning either shooting out the vessel's engines or firing rounds across their bow. The boat stopped. Boarding team seized 8,800 pounds of cocaine, 4 tons, off that one boat. July 23rd, a Hamilton-based helicopter crew went after a speedboat underway 88 miles southeast of Socorro Island, Mexico. The crew again used tactics to stop it. A boarding team then raided the boat, which was hauling 9,160 pounds of cocaine, 4.5 tons. August 18th, Navy's USS Minneapolis-St. Paul boarding team raided a speedboat about 130 miles south of Jamaica. The boat's cargo was 6,400 pounds of cocaine. These are unfathomable amounts of drugs coming into this country. Coast Guard notes in its announcement, 80% of illegal drugs stopped from coming into the U.S. are intercepted on the high seas. Patrols in the Eastern Pacific, part of an ongoing Coast Guard-led mission called Operation Pacific Viper, aimed at stopping South American-based cocaine smuggling efforts. So, yeah, this is a no-joke kind of thing. And I think you kind of put this all in context. The president, one of the things that's really important to the president is saving lives. He really, really hates war. He really wants to stop the war in Ukraine. He keeps talking about 7,000 lives a week. I don't know whether that's an accurate number or not. He's not reliable as a source of facts. But it's definitely thousands a week. I mean, it could be seven, could be three. It doesn't matter. He cares about saving lives. Same thing with the drug crisis. He hates drugs, right? He's never had drugs or alcohol, okay? And he wants to stop them from coming. He wants to prevent them from coming. And he thinks he saves lives by doing it, which that would. If there's no drugs, they're going to save lives. So he wants to make it more difficult to get them, and that's part of what the Venezuela stuff is about. That's sending the warships down there. That's part of what, you know, having a robust interdiction scheme and part of having a wall is all about, you know, preventing illegal immigrants from coming here, but also preventing, you know, illegal cocaine and fentanyl and human trafficking and all of these things. Of course, the basic problem in all of that, we just always have to be honest about, is Americans want it. I mean, we want the drugs. I hate to have to say this out loud, but we want the children. We want the slave labor. You know, we want the knockoff handbags. And by the way, you know, people think that buying like knockoff, you know, handbags and things of that sort. Well, that's just like, I mean, all that is a copyright violation. All that is you know, taking away somebody's, you know, product that I wasn't going to buy a real Coach bag anyway. Okay, but the lanes of smuggling that are set up to smuggle bags and jewelry are very easily interconverted to smuggling cocaine and fentanyl and marijuana and people. And the smugglers don't care what they smuggle. They'll smuggle whatever's most profitable. But the distinctions between smuggling one thing and smuggling another are not that important to them. Logistically, it's smuggling. And so everything you do that contributes to the facilitation of smuggling contributes to the facilitation of smuggling the most awful things. 617 on News Radio 92.3, PJ's got traffic for us. PJ?
There is a vehicle crash, Navarre Parkway at Pullum Street. It sounds like that is a West Navarre Parkway. Right two lanes are impacted. Florida Highway Patrol saying there's roadblock. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. By the way, the conversation yesterday in the White House had some, I don't know, odd moments, let's just say. Peter Ducey, who's always willing to ask anything, asks whether the president knew he was dead over the weekend, because that was the rumor, right? That even, you know, David brought this up when we were talking about this weird undisclosed topic pronouncement that he was going to be giving yesterday afternoon. You know, well, maybe the president is sick. Maybe the president had a stroke. Maybe the president's going to resign. You know, all the weird things that were rumored to be true over the weekend.
How did you find out over the weekend that you were dead? You see that?
No.
People didn't see it for a couple days. 1.3 million user engagements as of Saturday morning about your demise.
Really? I didn't see that. You know, I have heard it's sort of crazy, but last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. And then I didn't do any for 2 days, and they said, there must be something wrong with him. Biden wouldn't do him for months. You wouldn't see him. And nobody ever said there was ever anything wrong with him, and we know he wasn't in the greatest of shape.
Yeah. Biden, you know, it's true, though. If there's not 14 Truth Social posts and 53 shares on Truth Social this hour, is the president okay? Is he doing all right? And then you had, I don't know, did you happen to see this weird video of an object apparently being thrown out of one of the upper balcony windows at the White House? You see this running around on social media? So, you know, Peter Ducey's going to ask. Fox News is going to get in there for the hard stuff.
There is a video that is circulating online now of the White House where a window is open to the residents upstairs and somebody is throwing a big bag out the window. Have you seen this?
No, that's probably AI generated.
So,
actually, you can't open the windows. You know why? They're all heavily armored and bulletproof.
So that's a fake video?
Well, it's got to be, because I know every window up there The last place I'd be doing it is that, because there's cameras all over the place, right? Including yours. No, but every window, I've never seen a window that's... In fact, my wife was complaining about it the other day. She said, love to have a little fresh air come in, but you can't. They're bulletproof. And number one, they're sealed. And number two, each window weighs about 600 pounds. You have to be pretty strong to open them up.
First of all, I think it's wild that he happens to know this. I mean, I guess you know things like this, but how would you know that all the windows are locked? Did you try them? You know, I just wonder. But the president, I guess, no. But I think it's such a cute little aside about, you know, people always have these weird speculations about presidential marriages. And it's such a cute little aside that, you know, Melania was complaining about you can't get any fresh air in the White House because there's no, you can't let in the fresh air, right? And he's like, well, yeah, but that's how I know.
Which is the window?
It looks like.
Oh, he shows him. He actually goes up to the president, shows him with his phone. This is the video so he can see it for himself.
Which is the window?
It looks like this is on the 15th Street side, I think. Yeah. So right here.
Yeah, those windows are sealed. Those windows are all sealed. You can't open them.
Yeah, so, you know, easy. Easy. We know what happened here. Nothing happened here. 437-1620 is my phone number if you want to weigh in on anything that we ever talk about or ask a question of any kind. Hey, if you need any kind of video production done, some common examples, okay? You're developing a subdivision, and you want to do a flyover or fly-through with drones or ground footage or both in order to market the property. Okay, Pelican Drones does that. You want to sell a house, and you want to do, again, a, you know, walking and or fixed camera and or drone, aerial, whatever you want to do, or fly-through of the house, Pelican Drones does that. Walk through your business, Pelican Drones does that. You got a restaurant you're wanting to market online. You want to interview some people. You want to do a combination of things. You want to do of your own home for inspection purposes, or, you know, in case there's a inspections. Sometimes it's hard to inspect certain parts of a home. Well, you can do that with drone, okay? Or it could be for insurance purposes. Pelican Drones does all of that. And then when they do it, and you can buy them by the hour, buy them by the half day, buy them by the day, whatever the case may be, and then you own it when they're done. But they can make it for you, you know, TikTok size, Instagram size, Facebook size, YouTube size, whatever you want to do. And then you own it, so you can use it however you want. And they work with all kinds of companies, you know, HGTV and Netflix and FDOT and Portofino and Visit Alabama and Innisfree. Do weddings, you know, Blue Angel stuff. I mean, you know, all kinds of things, all kinds of things. So if you want more information, you need video of any kind, pelicandrones.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool Drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. VapoCool!
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally.
A little strong. I'd like to think that occasionally, just by accident, they're a little entertaining. But, you know, all right, Steve Martin, you'd be the one to say. 625 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ.
Traffic's brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still working that vehicle crash, Navarre Parkway at Pullum Street. Sounds like that's the westbound direction of Navarre Parkway, right two lanes impacted. Florida Highway Patrol saying there's a roadblock. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much. David Wayne is in the newsroom with headlines for us. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. OpenAI says it will put up new safety guardrails amid growing accusations that its ChatGPT has encouraged suicide, murder, and self-harm. The company says that by the end of the year, it'll be harder for teens to use the service without more direct parental oversight.
I have a question.
Okay.
Will Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker brace himself against the aforementioned guardrails and defend the teens from both the harmful Meta products and also from the National Guard?
He will be bracing.
Okay, so he'll be crouched, pushing, strained, hand out. Stop!
Probably breathing heavily, yeah.
Because of the strain.
Absolutely.
Not
yeah.
because he's a big guy, just because, no. you know, he's exerting himself.
Look,
he's bracing.
When you're pressing hard against both walls, it wears you down.
The image
quick.
Is now burned in our brains. Go on, David.
The quarterfinals are underway at the U.S. Open. Second-seeded Carlos Alcaraz has already locked up his spot in the semifinals. On the women's side, fourth-seeded American Jessica Pegula swept her matchup. And top-seeded Arina Sabalenka moved on after her opponent was forced to withdraw due to an injury. And President Trump says he's headed to the Supreme Court today, Andrew. This is after a lower court ruled most of his tariffs are illegal. He said he's going to ask for an expedited hearing with the high court today. He blamed the ruling against him on crazy liberal judges.
Yeah. The demeanor you have towards people who disagree with you says a lot. A healthy love of diversity, freedom, the First Amendment takes people who disagree with you and says, well, I disagree with you, but I can see why you said that. Or I like you, but I disagree with you. Or we get along, but I disagree with you. One of the key criticisms of President Trump is that if somebody does something he likes, they're the bestest, greatest, smartest, most heroic, beautiful person ever. And if they do something he doesn't like, they're crazy, radical, stupid, no good, leftist, liberal. And then when they switch sides, like, you know, Muriel Bowser in D.C., all of a sudden they're beautiful and wonderful and lovely and smart and talented. And I mean, it's not good. It's really, really not good. 437-1620. Oh, somebody says, Andrew, you're talking about all the interdictions and the thousands of pounds of cocaine and marijuana interdicted. And that's, of course, not counting all the stuff that got through. Oh, yeah. I mean, not to belabor the obvious, but if the cartels keep sending drug boats, it's because we're not getting all of them. I mean, if we were getting... It's economically worthwhile to them to lose 40,000 pounds of cocaine because on balance enough gets through that they can lose 40,000 pounds of cocaine and still do fine. Like that's just the cost of doing business. That's just like their version of shoplifting. Yeah, that's horrifying. I mean, it's really, really, really horrifying. Oh, Greg Louganis, one of the best divers in history. You know, he gold in 84, 88. He says he would have had gold in 80 if they hadn't had the Carter boycott, and I think he's probably right. I mean, an amazing diver, an absolute perfectionist. He's now sold his medals in order to fund a move out of the country to Panama. He's, what, about $480,000 he said he sold his gold medals for. Not sure why he'd have to sell his medals in order to afford that at this age. He should have, you know, been, but he says, you know, I just wasn't represented all that well. Another celebrity leaving, and what did I say yesterday? Celebrities leave, okay. You know, why don't we go do interviews with the, you know, tens of thousands of people that would do anything to come to the country? Like, that would be balanced. You know how we're kind of fair and balanced on this stuff? Why don't we go interview any of the people who are trying to get in? Like, that would be, because you know, like, we actually have to expel people who are trying to get in.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. A U.S. strike blasting an alleged drug boat with ties to a Venezuelan cartel, killing 11 accused Tren de Aragua narco terrorists.
For years, the U.S. military would shoot out the engine block, or a Coast Guard law enforcement detachment would jump on board and detain the crew. No longer. The Pentagon now given orders to kill. The goal of the operation is to deny revenue to the Maduro regime in Venezuela, which receives over $8 billion from selling drugs on American streets and college campuses.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court blocked President Trump from using the Alien Enemies Act to quickly deport a group of Venezuelans, rejecting the administration's argument that migrants are a part of an invasion of the United States. The Trump administration has said those migrants are members of Tren de Aragua. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got clear skies. It is 68 degrees here in Pensacola this morning. We've got our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's on the way here in just a few minutes. Well, officials warning about this dangerous TikTok trend. There have been incidents now across the country of teenagers participating in the door kick challenge where they attempt to kick somebody's door in. For the sole purpose of scaring the resident.
Whether you can think that's a game or not. So, if someone's listening, you might want to have that conversation with your children.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, he says it could be considered reasonable to use deadly force if somebody's attempting to kick your door in. And in some of these instances, teens have even worn masks and carried airsoft or real-looking fake guns with them. The sheriff says it could be considered borderline suicidal. He's asking parents to talk with their kids about the dangers of these online challenges. Well, illegal booking has landed a Destin woman behind bars. This story from Chris Bryan. He says the amount that was stolen was substantial.
45-year-old Jennifer Consuegra of Destin, a former medical office manager in Walton County, is charged with stealing more than $170,000 through a long-term scheme to defraud. She was arrested after deputies say she fraudulently obtained the money between January 2020 and March 2025. Consuegra is alleged to have overpaid herself more than $139,000 in unauthorized payroll increases and bonuses. Consuegra has been released from jail on a $25,000 bond. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. A possible third migrant detention center is being researched in Florida. This time, a little bit closer to us here in the Panhandle. Governor DeSantis says he's received a request from law enforcement officers in Panama City.
They were like, is there a way we can get a facility that's going to be closer to us? And so we said yes. So we're actually in the process of figuring out how we can set up a Panhandle Pokey. And we're going to have that in the Panhandle.
And that would be, of course, in addition to the Deportation Depot and Alligator Alcatraz. And a federal judge did order a stop to construction and operations at that facility over environmental concerns. But the governor says he is applying for to have that decision stayed this week. We have an update on the shark bite off of Key Largo this week. Medical teams were able to save the boy's leg. The 8-year-old was bit while snorkeling at Horseshoe Reef. He was rushed to shore and airlifted to a Miami hospital, officials said yesterday. The doctors worked quickly. They were able to save his leg. It won't have to be amputated. And officials say they're hopeful the boy could make a full recovery. The Foley Public Library gearing up for their inaugural Foley Gaming Con, and that's set for Saturday, September 13th at the Foley Civic Center. It's a free event, and they're inviting families to celebrate gaming and fan culture with a variety of activities. They'll have Dungeons and Dragons campaigns, chess tournaments, and cosplay contests, as well as craft stations and a story time for the younger guests. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance from Progressive to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit Progressive.com today. Still working that vehicle crash, Navarre Parkway at Pullum Street. Florida Highway Patrol saying there's a roadblock. Use caution. Also, the front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up to Interbay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful, mostly sunny day today. 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise sunny skies, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 88. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. We are going to keep a small 10% chance of rain on that Thursday. Same on Friday with mostly sunny skies, otherwise high near 90. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and it is clear, beautiful morning, 67 degrees right now. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your Money Now. Treasuries were a little changed this morning, but long-dated bonds hovered just below the 5% mark as trade policy, budget deficits, and the wider economy continued to weigh on sentiment. The yield on the 30-year Treasury bond briefly topped the 5% mark overnight before retreating to 4.977%. Oil prices are sharply lower by more than 1% as OPEC Plus weighs another output hike. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $64.23 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $67.90 per barrel. Macy's has posted fiscal second quarter earnings that beat Wall Street estimates. CEO Tony Spring said the company's revamped stores are seeing improved sales trends. The retailer raised its full year guidance after slashing it last quarter. Futures are moderately higher ahead of additional inflation data coming out on Friday. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials were down 249. That's your money now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need 5-Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. 5-Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google 5-Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. 5-Star Outdoor Services.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, celebrate Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, jazz at Jackson's, celebrating Nat King and Natalie Cole featuring Ellen Vinson and Jack Zosh, and Fall Harvest at Angelina's. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season. Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Morning, 6:40 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Ann Hill, former city councilwoman Ann Hill, has filed to run for mayor in 2026 against an as yet undisclosed field. I don't think she's the first one to pre-qualify. We're going to have her on later on the show at 8:20. We'll talk to her about the reasons for running, but she has also put up a website, which gives the answer. She lost her last election against Allison Patton. It was, about 10 points, something like that is my memory. That was the election in which D.C. Reeves won overwhelmingly, won by a majority in the primary against a field of three at the time. And she says, she was about, there was 10, PMJ doing a report on this as well. There were 10 city registered voters who formed a committee under the city charter to stop the demolition of the Malcolm Young gym. That was one of the key motivators for her. And they tried to stop it. And of course, that gym got demolished anyway. So she says in her, why am I running for mayor? To serve the community. Pensacola is very unique, diverse, and historic city etched on three sides by water. By focusing on our beauty, our culture, our neighborhoods, and on our history, we enhance the quality of life to all Pensacolians. Since the 1990s, I've served on many local boards, most recently as the president of city council. With your support, I'm ready to initiate the Ann Plan on day one as your next mayor. So if you were thinking about things that would make D.C. vulnerable, okay, and we'll have him on at 7:35, of course, like normal, what do you think is the number one top of the bucket list things that make D.C. vulnerable? PJ, you got a guess on this one? What is it people are upset about? What is it people, at least say they dislike about how D.C. is doing things and they would like to change and they show up at the polls to vote for it? You have a suspicion on this one?
Staff changes.
Wow, not even on her list. Maybe, but I don't think so. I think that's more of like a R thing.
Okay.
Like newsy type people, You have a second guess? Think of something. I'm trying not to give you the answer, but I think when I say it, you'll be like, oh, yeah. Think of something that D.C. has done that has generated a lot of controversy, a lot of angry Facebook messages. Anything coming to mind for you?
Really not.
All right. She wants to make all parking downtown free. As soon as I say it, you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I cannot believe I'm going to say this. I really just can't believe I'm going to say this. First of all, that's very smart. I mean, sure, come in and say you're running for mayor and give everybody lollipops, right? This is the, I'm going to become, class president and everybody's going to get chocolate covered strawberries for lunch every single day. We're going to have free parking downtown. It's smart. I mean, people are upset. At least some of them. The loud ones are very upset, okay? They don't like the current parking system and a promise to completely undo everything that D.C. has done to mess up downtown parking. Politically smart. Now, from a government standpoint, this is the part I can't believe I'm going to say. It's nuts. It's just... I love free parking. I am adamant about free parking. I will never pay for parking. You know me. I am as outspoken an advocate of free parking as there can possibly be. Even I don't think the parking downtown should all be free. I will adapt to it. I agree that both the revenue generated mostly by non-residents, as we're shifting to a pass or permit-based system that's going to charge you half as much for your if you're a resident, that's useful money to improve quality of life issues downtown, roads, and also maybe put into a fund where we can build a parking structure that we need desperately. The DC plan, though I have kicked and screamed to get about it, what's the alternative? Free parking? I mean, would you... Now I'm going to talk to her about this at 8:20. Maybe her theory is that free parking, but you only get an hour or two of it. And that's the way you're going to turn over the parking. Well, that's going to be a revenue loss. I don't know that that's going to be effective, but, I mean, maybe that's her plan, okay? Because you can't just have free parking and no time limits, right? Because people just go and park and chew up all the parking, and the employees park where the customers want to park, and it doesn't do you any good. So, you know, we'll talk with her about that. She says, protect our diverse and historic neighborhoods, upgrade city bus stops. I didn't realize that was a big priority, but it's her number three. Reopen the Bluffs. It's a weird one to say she's going to do, if only because... I mean, I guess she'd say it's a safety issue. It's not a safety issue, she would say. And again, I'll ask her about it. But, you know, D.C. is preparing to reopen the Bluffs under a new system where it's going to be in a conservation trust and all that. Establish former Baptist Hospital Site Committee. Complete the Marketplace Greenway. That's the walking trail at Marketplace over there on 12th Avenue southwest of the airport that's I thought had been done, but maybe this would do something else to it. I didn't think it was a great project. In the end, unfortunately, what I thought was going to happen there really didn't happen. Reclaim our designation as a tree city. I wasn't aware we'd lost it. Maybe we have. Pardon me for not knowing. Rebuild the Malcolm Young Gym. Good Lord, that's going to cost a lot of money. Just to rebuild the gym? The gym that we demolished because it was not worth saving? Although, again, she was very much in disagreement about that. Restore Carpenter's Creek. Not one I thought was on the list of having to be done. Beautify Long Hollow Pond. That's kind of happening now with the Halstead Williams, I believe. Expand public access to boating. She was a supporter of one of the boat launches, and of course that's also been... See, a lot of these, I think, they're either already happening or DC's done them. Support mental health and rehab services. And then this is an interesting one. Lower liens, taxes, and fines. So on the one hand, I see a lot of spending on here, and including cutting the parking revenue. That's a spend of sorts. And then lowering liens, taxes, and fines. Well, you can't, across the board, increase services, lower fines, fees and liens and taxes. It doesn't, you kind of one or the other, right? You can't do both. Typically, if you're going to cut revenue, you got to cut services. If you're going to increase revenue or increase services, you got to increase revenue. So I'll ask her about that. But here's my question for you. Actually, PJ, go ahead and give me the traffic. I'm sorry, I keep delaying you.
The front gate of NAS Pensacola is backed up to Interbay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So I have a text poll open, and I'd like to hear from you. And here's how you want to do it. Just text me VOTE. You can also text mayor. It doesn't really matter. I'm set up to handle both. But text VOTE, and then you can say, and then DC or ANN. No E, by the way, ANN. Or other. I think Charles Baer is very likely to run in this race. He seems to be preparing himself for it. He's wanted to do it for forever. We'll see if he actually does or not. I frankly don't think that Charles Baer has a great chance of winning. Ann Hill is a you know, running against DC from the left. I don't know if Charles Baer would try to run against him from the right, but he's kind of, you know, he's been the objectioning person on council quite a bit, and I read him as wanting to. I haven't asked him, but I read him as wanting to run for mayor. I don't think it's very likely that he'll win. But you know, okay, you know, I think a lot of people are very favorable on DC. I think a lot of people are very unfavorable on DC right now for a variety of reasons. I think it's kind of proves the old political lesson that you accumulate enemies, you don't accumulate friends. You know, like, people don't like the parking, so they're going to vote against D.C., or people don't like the Bay Bluffs Park being closed, so they're going to vote against D.C., or people don't like the Malcolm Young Gym, so they're going to vote against D.C. Those are all different people, but they've each got their reason, I want to get rid of that guy. You know, it's the problem is the longer you're in office, the more reasons you accumulate for people to oppose you. Anyway, 437-1620, just text in VOTE, and then you can text either DC or other or Ann, or if you want to put Charles in, you know, or you have some particular suggestion, whoever you want to put in. 437-1620, so that text is text survey is open right now. Hey, if you need to work on a home improvement project, fix something around the home, or you want advice, honestly, advice is one of the great things that Pensacola Hardware does, because might have a problem that you've never encountered before. And, you know, my old boss used to always have an expression, Andrew, there's only two times I want you to come to me for advice. It's when you're not sure what to do and when you are sure what to do. It's always. And it's the same thing. If you've done something before, that's fine. But if you have a situation or a challenge around the house that you're trying to fix and you've never done this before, just go ask them at Pensacola Hardware. Hey, here's what I'm thinking about doing. What do you think? And they'll tell you. And they'll tell you, here's the product you want to use. Do you know how to use that? No. Okay, here's how you use it. They'll make sure that you know. It's like being a good neighbor. You know, they don't want to just sell you a product and then hope you figure it out. They really want you to get the end result you want to solve in the problem. So they'll take care of you for that. They're just, you know, they're fantastic for this. The institutional knowledge there is amazing. And that's true whether you're just an individual homeowner working on a repair or, you know, some project. You want to build a treehouse or whatever. I don't know. Or if you are somebody who's like builds things for a living. You know, they're your people. They speak your language. They know how to do what you're trying to do. They've been helping people do it for 174 years. They are the commercial construction supply business, and including specified products or, you know, unusual special orders. They do that for stuff for people all the time. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street since 1851, before the Civil War and before Levi's, Pensacola Hardware has been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She's says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payroll, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Sometimes I wish I could boldly go where no man's gone before. But I'll probably stay in Aurora.
All right, so very, very, very limited and early returns on the text poll. I want you to text in vote, and then you can either vote DC, vote and, vote other, or you can put mayor, DC, mayor, other, and. I've added both keywords, mayor and also DC, and also vote. Very, very early returns, but interestingly, other than one person who says, I think Eldon Scott, the barbecue spokesman for Sunny, should be... Hey, Eldon's known, and Eldon's likable. I think he probably doesn't want the job of mayor. But anyway, so far, 100% of the votes are for D.C. The only comment somebody also put in here is there's so much free parking on Spring Street that running on free parking doesn't seem like a great platform. If parking was free, more people would go downtown and spend money, more revenue. That's why I don't go down there. It's too crowded already, somebody says. Okay, 437-1620. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. J.B. Pritzker is braced for President Trump to send the National Guard to Chicago.
We're just embracing this morning? Is that what it is?
I'm embracing this story. He said yesterday federal President Trump said yesterday that federal intervention will happen. He just didn't say when. Pritzker says he also believes that the president will be sending immigration enforcement agents in. Senator Cory.
Okay, so somebody, I just refused. Yeah. I hate AI so bad. Somebody who's skilled in it, though, make me a picture of J.B. Pritzker bracing against the barricades against D.C., against ICE coming in, or the National Guard coming in, because I would laugh. And I'll share it on my Facebook page if you make me a good one.
We need this.
Yeah, like, you know, just hunkered down, stressed out, hand out, stop! In all of his glory. All right, go ahead, David.
Senator Cory Booker is now engaged, ending his longtime bachelor status with a beach proposal in Hawaii. The 56-year-old New Jersey Democrat announced on Instagram that he proposed to Alexis Lewis, who apparently he's been dating for 16 months. And Andrew, I'm going to start out on this story by saying this is not officially confirmed, but I'm seeing some online chatter this morning that another local Winn-Dixie may be making that Aldi switch.
Bayou?
No, from what's being said, Blue Angel.
Oh.
Which actually makes no sense to me because they just built that brand new Aldi right down by Target. But
don't ask questions, David. Yeah. The Germans are coming.
I mean, I love Aldi. I just, it doesn't make much sense to me.
Don't get me started on this. we lost the Winn-Dixie at Creighton. That was my store. And now I have to go all the way down to Bayou, which is fine. The people at Bayou are great. It's just it's less convenient, you know, for me. We lost the one on 9 Mile. And look, I don't enjoy Aldi. Personally, I know many of you do. I know many of you love them. It's fine for a couple of things, but I always go in there and then I get irritated.
Well, every single
time that I have gone into an Aldi, the best outcome is I got like the two or three things that we saw on the flyer and I went and got those and I left. But from the grocery cart business to the variety of things, from the way things are priced, and it's a clean, pretty store. And I'm just personally, it's not my place. Okay. If you love it, that's great for you. It's just not my place.
See, for me, it's one of those places where they've got some great items and they've got some good things, but you still need your full regular grocery store like a Winn-Dixie to go get your other stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to have everything. And, you know, sometimes they do have it, but it's, you know, kind of some weird brand that you just don't
exactly
trust. Yeah.
And visually, the presentation is so unlike any other grocery store in the United States of America, which is also part of my problem. I just don't enjoy the presentation. So, but, you know, that's me. I didn't really mean to get onto an Aldi complaint moment, but, you know, there it is. I would just keep the win. I know the Winn-Dixie, if they were great, they'd be profitable and they wouldn't have sold and so forth. But, okay. Let's see. PJ's got traffic for us. PJ?
South Navy Boulevard, as you're heading to the base this morning, that is backed up to Central Avenue now. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, PJ. What else do we have going on? Oh, the AP poll comes out, and no surprise, Ohio State is number one. You got Alabama has dropped dramatically on the AP poll. They were at number eight. And what was that? I just moved off of the page here for a second. Give me 2 seconds here. So Alabama has dropped. Where were they? I thought they didn't drop off the poll. Did they drop off the poll? That's not right. Did they really drop off? No, that cannot be. Oh, no, they're 21st. That's right. I thought they were. They dropped 13 places. Florida State, who wasn't on the poll at all, is now at number 14. Okay, so, you know, good for them. Penn State is at number two. They held even. LSU went up six after beating Clemson dramatically. Georgia is up one at fourth, and Miami is up five at number five. Then you got the Oregon Ducks, Texas Longhorns, Clemson Tigers. Notre Dame dropped only three after their loss to Miami. And then, you know, South Carolina is rounding out the number 10. But I do have to say, Illinois is at 11. I'll take it. I will take it. And weirdly, Auburn still didn't make the list. So, dang it. But, you know, there's time. There's time. Of course, you know, Illinois' big win was against Western Illinois. Western Illinois is like Division II plus. I mean, you know, I lived in Illinois. These other Eastern, Western, you know, SIU, these are, I mean, you know, they might be Division I teams, but you know they're not also, right? 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There was a social media post running around about a Tampa City Council candidate who got deported. He happens to be a bilingual Hispanic. He's also a write-in candidate. And apparently, A, false, but B, it was meant as satire. So this is apparently from a satire site. And, you know, but the candidate, I mean, why not? Take advantage of the opportunity to be in media. He's making the news responding to a satire site claiming that he's actually not been deported. Of course, as a write-in candidate, what are your chances? Slim seems a bit generous, right? All right, coming up next, we'll talk about President Trump's press conference yesterday in which he talked extensively about the decision to go into Chicago with National Guard troops. And then coming up at 7:40, we'll talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves. And again, Ann Hill, who's a candidate for mayor at 8:20.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's only a matter of time. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, for President Trump to deploy the National Guard to Chicago.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in. When you lose, look, I have an obligation. This isn't a political thing.
The president says crime's out of control there, and he'll solve it like he did in Washington with a crackdown, including troops and federal agents.
He is insulting the people of Chicago by calling our home a hellhole.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, says troops doing law enforcement would be illegal and aren't needed.
Murders are down by almost 50% in the last 4 years. Shootings are down 57%. Robberies down 34%.
A federal judge's ruling yesterday claimed the Trump National Guard deployment to Los Angeles was unlawful back in June, though the Trump administration will appeal that, claiming troops were only protecting federal agents and buildings during protests over illegal immigration raids. In another legal challenge, a federal appeals court ruled the president cannot invoke the 18th century Alien Enemies Act to justify fast-track deportations, like in March, when he kicked alleged Venezuelan gang members out.